producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Zach in Montana, Roger Stone of RogerStone.com is our guest. Really exciting to have him here with us. Go ahead, Zach.
Yes, actually, I had called a while ago and just was kind of interested.
No. We're going over politically correct calls now. I apologize I made you hold, but a guest came in, but he's willing to comment on it. Tell your politically correct story.
Well, I guess I had 2 points. I studied math and engineering and physics in college, and kind of what I discovered was in those classes, most of your professors, you could characterize them as being, you know, conservative, and, you know, none of them would ever come out and say they believed in God, but you could tell that they would, you know, privately say, yeah, well, you know, it's my opinion that such things do exist. But as soon as, you know, part of the school that I graduated from was a liberal arts university, so you had to take some what I would call cream puff classes. And as soon as you get into those classes, it was just a totally different feel, much more political indoctrination in those types of classes. And what I also kind of discovered was, you know, I took a lot of those towards the end of my, you know, academic career, so I focused mostly on math and physics. But once they, you know, part of your requirements was to construct a reasonable argument, but when you got into these classes, you could just sit there and pick these guys' arguments apart because they're not even following what, you know, you're being taught in your physics and math classes, and it just became...
Well, sure. Look at now what they teach in Common Core. 2 + 2 = 5, literally. That's trying to sabotage children's minds. Great point, Zach. Appreciate you holding to tell us that. And even if I don't get to you guys coming up... David Knight is going to David Knight's to the nightly news tonight. It's Paul Watson doing the fourth hour. I want to go to these other callers, but I've got to give you the last word here. What are you going to be covering? I mean, you'll obviously recap on the nightly news tonight, but what other areas are you going to be covering tonight on the news?
Well, look, I think it's important to bore down on the Bushes. Your caller just raised it. This is what is not known. You know who the partners are in Obama phone? That would be Carlos Slim, the Mexican billionaire, and his partner, Jeb Bush.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's right. Jeb's involved. Jeb's the Obama phone moneymaker.
Exactly. So before he became a candidate for president, Jeb transferred his stock in TracFone, the company that has the contract from the feds for Obama phone, to his son so he wouldn't have to disclose it publicly. Unfortunately, the woman who was the notary for the stock transfer happened to be a Liberty Republican, and she kept a copy of the documents.
Good.
So the point, of course, here is that Jeb had made money on Obamacare, he made money on Obama phones, and now he hopes to make a fortune on Common Core because his brother is deeply invested in Common Core, the Common Core curriculum, Common Core textbooks. So the Bush family, they're profiteers, and they make money off of their policies.
Kind of like Grandpa did with the Nazis.
Exactly.
There really is no end to these people.
No, and they're all the same. So, this is why Barbara Bush says, oh, Bill Clinton is the fifth Bush brother. And George W. says, Bill Clinton is my brother from another mother, which makes Hillary like my sister-in-law. This is disgusting.
Incestuous.
Yeah, no, and they're all in it together. They're making millions and millions of dollars out of the big state policies that they push.
And they're just the corrupt managers for all the multinationals that are buying and selling our country like they're pawns on a chessboard. What should we call this interview when it goes up to YouTube and Facebook and other places? How do we encapsulate what's happening? Author exposes Clinton's crimes against women. I think it's bigger than that. This is a powerful interview.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think it's two things. First of all, it is the hypocrisy of the Clintons and their claims about being advocates for women. And then it's the Bush-Clinton crime syndicate, because that's what they are. They're a crime syndicate.
The Bush-Clinton crime syndicate exposed.
Yep. That's it.
But what I really get people to watch the video, it's interesting to have these open discussions with the viewers and listeners, is Trump Insider exposes Bush's and Clinton's.
That works for me.
Because then who knows? I got to come up with some headlines here. Hey, Paul Watson's coming up. I apologize to the callers. I tried to hold you over. Most talk shows would just hang up on you when a guest came on. I tried to get to all of you. Watson, I'm sure we'll get to you on your political correct stories. It's one of his top issues. He's even worse than I am obsessing on it in a good way, so he's coming up.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro of this earth water that has been traditionally used by civilization in the clean, healthy drinking water. Pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell, it removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joseph Watson back with the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be delving back into the political correctness issue. Obviously, the president of the University of Missouri has been forced to step down basically for the crime of being white. We're going to delve back into that story. But before the break, a couple of callers dropped off. I am going to be taking calls in the next segment, so that's about 20 minutes away. 888-253-3139. So we've got Ronnie in Texas, Christian. There was another couple of callers that dropped off. Call back in, because I'm going to get back into all those issues in the next segment. But first I wanted to start with this story, and it's out of the Daily Caller. Here's an inside look at China's frightening new move to control social behavior. Now, this is important because it's not just happening in China. For at least 5, 6, 7 years, they've tried to implement these same policies in the United States, in the West, in the context of internet censorship and having to get government permission to post on the internet. That's the way it's going. They're trying to introduce a driver's license for the internet where if you dare to misbehave and say something xenophobic You might get punished. You might get your welfare cut. You might get your internet access removed altogether. So this is out of the Daily Caller. The internet has become a tool for the Chinese Communist Party to keep its citizens in place. Through the web, the government surveils their every move and puts them behind bars if their online behavior is not in line with Beijing sentiment. Recently, Chinese officials began developing a social credit system in which the government keeps what amounts to an internet credibility score on each citizen. Experts discussed the system during the ongoing China Forum in Washington, D.C., which they say reveals a real-world 1984-style totalitarian state in the making. Listen to this, because this has come in, we reported on this 5 years ago, the exact same system, and they're still trying to push it. Quote, it will mark the arrival of an unprecedented information totalitarianism, said Chao Yashui, a Chinese writer and renowned critic of the Chinese Communist Party. It's issuing a driver's license for speech. You will be subjected to point deduction for violation of speech. Once you have no points left, you will be barred from going on the road again. So again, remember, political correctness found its origins not just in the Frankfurt School, but also in communist China back during the Mao era, because to be politically incorrect was to say something against the government. Now, for years in China, they've been trying to drown out dissent on the internet. They cut off entire regions from internet access if there's civil unrest in a certain area. They've been trying to implement this real ID for bloggers, for anybody who posts on the internet, similar to what Facebook has done for years. And now they're talking about a driver's license for the internet, where if you make a comment that's reported, maybe it's offensive, maybe it's anti-government, you will be deducted points on your internet license, leading to maybe cutting off your web access altogether and other punishments, which we'll get onto. I'm going to flip back to this story. But look what we reported back in 2010. Enemies of free speech call for internet licensing. Again, this was over 5 years ago. Calls to introduce a licensing system to police the internet on behalf of a powerful UN agency represent the latest salvo in a long-running battle to kill free speech on the web and bring an end to the powerful digital democracy that has devastated the carbon tax agenda of the UN by exposing the ClimateGate scandal. This was back when that was a huge story. UN International Telecommunications Union Secretary Hamadoun Touré told the World Economic Forum in Davos that global treaties need to be enacted in the name of stopping cyber warfare. Again, it's always in the name of stopping cyber warfare. Craig Mundy, Chief Research and Strategy Officer for Microsoft, told fellow globalists at the summit that the internet needed to be policed by means of introducing licenses similar to driver's licenses. In other words, government permission to use the web. The exact same system now being implemented by the Communist Chinese Party. And if you think that could never happen over here in the glorious, bountiful freedom of the West, then just look what we reported 2 months ago. Ex-Stasi agent hired to censor xenophobic Facebook posts. Again, people who make offensive Facebook posts against the arriving influx of migrants who are, you know, defecating on people's gardens, raping women, stealing from local stores. If you criticize the migrants, and again, some of these posts are, you know, calling for violence, some of them aren't. Some of them are just considered, quote, racist, which is obviously a very flexible standard depending on your definition. So they hired an ex-Stasi agent to work with the German government, to work with Facebook, to hunt down these people making, quote, offensive Facebook posts about migrants. And again, we reported 2 months ago, the UN wants to censor the entire internet to save feminist feelings. So these two prominent feminists got up in front of the UN, Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn, and said, basically, if you say, quote, you suck to a feminist on Twitter, that's hate speech. And you need to be censored off the internet for daring to utter that dissent. Another example they gave was calling Caitlyn Jenner Bruce. That was enough for this program, which they're still pushing. Thankfully, it was rolled back because it was so authoritarian, to get the UN to pressure local governments to then pressure ISPs to hunt down and censor people if they make hate speech posts on the internet. Again, what do they define as hate speech? Disagreeing with them. That's hate speech. Or calling Caitlyn Jenner Bruce, daring to challenge the orthodoxy of this whole transgender mental illness that they're pushing. So, yes, it already is happening over here. We had another article just last year out of TechDirt. US government begins rollout of its driver's license for the internet. Again, the exact same words used for this Chinese Communist Party system. A few years ago, and we reported on this at the time, the White House had a brilliant idea. Why not create a single secure online ID that Americans could use to verify their identity across multiple websites, starting with local government services? The New York Times described it as a driver's license for the internet. So this was a plan being pushed back at least in 2010, and even before that, we had John McCain and Lieberman and others call for a similar system, whereby your real identity would be connected to every single comment you made on an internet post, every single video you uploaded, basically your entire browsing activity on the internet. And now communist China is implementing that very system, and its critics are calling it totalitarianism. Now just listen to the punishments that will ensue if you dare dissent, if you dare accrue points on your driver's license for the internet. Again, going back to the Daily Caller article. As the name implies, the system holds a score on every citizen and business based on their social behavior. The things you buy and people you socialize with are subject for review. Every word typed and posted on the internet will decide whether a person is, quote, raising the honest mentality and credit levels of the entire society. Of course, this is communism, this is collectivism. Based on how these behaviors are in sync with the beliefs of the Chinese Communist Party, a person's score will go up and down. The credit rating is directly related to a person's access to social services, such as education and healthcare. When a person runs out of points altogether, they will no longer be allowed to leave their homes. So they're talking about withdrawing people's benefits. Maybe it will even get to the point where, you know, your credit card simply ceases to work because you've dissented against the government on the internet. That is the system that the Communist Chinese Party is now trying to impose. But what makes it even more frightening is it's the same system that the US government, you know, under a lighter, fluffier description, but to all intents and purposes the same system, has been trying to impose for 6, 7, 8 years under the justification of cybersecurity. They want your real ID, your full name, linked to every single post you make on the internet, and then you will be denied government services based on your fealty, based on your submission to whatever the dominant narrative is. And, you know, if you make anti-migrant remarks, for example, as is already happening in Germany, then maybe you won't get your next welfare check, which is obviously the ultimate means of control, is to deprive people of their basic financial resources, especially if they're living close to the breadline, simply if they make negative Facebook posts, negative comments on articles about the government. So this is absolutely chilling, and it's why I brought it up first. Because about a month ago, we also had the story of this app, this new app that was about to come out, which was basically Yelp for people. This was an app to rate and to review individual people based on their behavior, whether it be in business, personal relationships, whatever. And of course, there was a huge outcry over this, because who knows if it's true what people are posting about you on the internet. If it's a jilted lover or whatever, then obviously they're going to be bitter. They're going to give you, as an individual person, a negative review. They're going to write bad things about you on the internet. So they actually came out with this app called People, and it received a huge backlash because it was obviously wide open to abuse. Now the founder of that, and this relates back to the Chinese issue because that's what they're talking about introducing, basically. Yelp for People co-founder, this is an article out of entrepreneur.com, your hate only fuels my resolve to launch People. So despite the massive backlash, they've resolved to relaunch this app, and we'll get more into this after the break with your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
We're back. Fourth hour of Open Drive on the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. I'm going to go to your calls in a moment. But first I wanted to tell you about Brainforce, because, of course, your support drives this broadcast forward. enables us to build and grow as we have done so miraculously over the past 10 years or so. And we've got 25% off Brainforce right now at InfoWars store. You can get Brainforce at InfoWarsLife.com for 25% off for this week only. This is a limited offer. And both listeners and obviously InfoWars crew can't stop talking about what Brainforce does for them. Obviously, it's similar to other products which have got excellent reviews, which boost basically the performance of your brain. They're called nootropics. They've been proven to have fantastic effects when it comes to concentration and getting work done. And unlike some energy drinks and supplements, Brainforce uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Brainforce on InfoWarsLife.com has already had hundreds of five-star reviews, and you can go and check them out on the website, along with all the other research and information. Secure your Brainforce while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Help the broadcast. And again, a lot of independent five-star reviews attesting to the fact that Brainforce is really helping out a lot of people. So go and get some today. We're going to go to these calls now because they've been waiting a long time. Ronnie in Texas wants to talk about political correctness. You're on the air, Ronnie. Go ahead.
Well, I'm so honored to hear now say, God bless our, Phyllis Schlafly, who for many decades, as you know, has done more to help save our once proud constitutional U.S. Constitutional Republic than anyone, short of perhaps Alex Jones or, of course, Dr. Ron Paul. But about briefly, my opinion about Dr. Rand Paul is Trump's best choice for vice president, or vice versa, my preference, because that guarantees that Trump or Dr. Rand Paul won't be assassinated. I mean, the evil ones just can't, they don't want to risk that, either one of those people in the White House. But again, former President Bill Criminal, he personally drove me away from the so-called Democratic Party many, many years ago. And, you know, about the PC, I'm not presently a registered student at UT, but I was thrown off campus for just carrying my own omnipresent Dr. Ron Paul placard. Now, where's the First Amendment fit into that? I mean, it's so counter to our, you know, right to express our political opinion. That's what the First Amendment is all about, that and religion, of course. We're free to have our own, you know, to not be bullied out of our own religious beliefs or bullied out of our political beliefs. But then again, that doesn't seem to apply to the mighty University of Texas anymore, which is really horrific. It's a big letdown to me personally because I'm a lifelong, many decades have been a follower of Dr. Ron Paul, and he, of course, understands the Constitution. And if more people would just pay attention to the ideas that Dr. Ron Paul has been spreading for many, many years, his many, many books, and they'll pay attention to hopefully Dr. Rand Paul as the best choice. As in my personal opinion, I think he's the best choice for president. But if it's going to be Trump, I think Trump would do himself a guarantee to not be assassinated if he had Dr. Rand Paul on the ticket with him.
Well, I think that'd be an excellent choice, Ronnie, and thanks for the call. And yeah, again, you mentioned you were kicked out of university for carrying a Ron or a Rand Paul book. Because we had the footage last week out of Project Veritas at Yale, Cornell, Syracuse, Vassar, and Oberlin, where they posed as students who were triggered by a pocket constitution, and they actually got the administrators at these universities to rip up copies of the pocket constitution simply because it offended, because it had triggered the precious snowflakes. And of course it was set up, but it was illustrating how these university professors are now so afraid of their extreme left-wing students that they will go to any lengths to kowtow to them. Also, before the break, I was talking about China. Of course, they're implementing this censorship policy via the internet. We had the professor there at the other university, Yale, surrounded by this hate mob because he dared to suggest that Halloween costumes might not be offensive if you just ignored them and got the hell over it. He was surrounded by this baying mob. Alex talked about that on yesterday's show. And it actually turns out that that very kind of behavior is straight out of Red China. There's an article out of Breitbart which documents that. It's a form of public shaming in which perceived enemies of the party would be surrounded in a public place by Red Guards. This is what happened during the Cultural Revolution. Mao's most zealous supporters, the Red Guards, would hurl abuse at their target until they confessed to their crimes. So we're going to get more into the whole political correctness issue after the break and take more of your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show Live 4th Hour Overdrive, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. It's the 4th Hour Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to more of your calls here in about 10 minutes, but obviously the top story this hour, it was the top story on DrudgeReport.com as of about an hour ago. The president of the University of Missouri has basically been forced to step down. He's been forced to resign for little more than being white. Now, of course, this controversy has been rumbling for a few months now, but President Tim Wolf made the announcement today after, again, another baying mob, Maoist style, as I explained in the previous segment, demanded that he acknowledge his white privilege in the aftermath of less than a handful of alleged racist incidents which occurred at the university over the last few months. So again, let's get this clear. The president, who has been forced to resign because of this regressive leftist purge against all free speech, which is now enveloping universities across America. Again, we saw it with Project Veritas. We've seen other universities, Wisconsin, even say that using the term politically correct is politically incorrect. It's a war on free speech. And this president who's been forced to resign made no racist comments whatsoever. He performed no racist actions whatsoever. His crime was refusing to kowtow to the Maoist-style intimidation tactics of this ideological lynch mob. So they had a few incidents over the last few months. Back in September, a white student yelled a racial slur at the university's black student body president. Then there was another incident where this drunk white student, again, yelled a racial insult at another black student. Someone drew a swastika with feces on a bathroom wall. Again, a lot of those incidents have been proven to be false flags where they're actually performed by the people who live in permanent victimhood to try and smear their ideological adversaries. We don't know for sure what happened. So there are a handful of allegedly racist incidents that occurred. Again, the president made no racist comment whatsoever. He simply refused to get out of his vehicle and meet with this baying mob that wanted to shout him down. The football team, which again is majority black, and one of their complaints is there aren't enough black staff on the faculty there at the university. Even though the football team is majority black, so again, no positive discrimination there. But they basically forced him to resign because they demanded he acknowledge his, quote, white privilege and refuse to do so. So as Ben Shapiro writes today, Wolf was ousted for refusing to acknowledge his white male privilege, a privilege that apparently includes being fired for no reason because of the color of his skin and his sex, and that the school hire more black teachers based solely on the color of their skin. So white privilege is so amazing now, apparently, that people are getting fired or being forced to step down for being white. That's how much of an advantage white privilege was in this case. And again, the university's undergraduate population is 79% white and 8% black, which is almost in line with the state population, 83% white and nearly 12% black. And again, they were worried about their precious safe space. They were worried about being triggered by these alleged incidents. They demanded that heads must roll. But because this university president not only failed to take responsibility for actions that were nothing to do with him, and because he failed to acknowledge his, quote, white privilege, now the baying mob, the regressive left, has forced him to resign. And they're actually forming human shields around the university to prevent reporters from getting near to report on the story. Again, illustrating their total contempt for the free press and for free speech, and to getting, you know, to the heart of what this issue actually represents. So again, it's about this baying mob of professionally offended special snowflakes that demand not equality but supremacy, demand somebody apologize for the color of their skin. They're racists. They're regressives. They don't believe in equality. And on the subject of white privilege, now we got this Mark Dice video. Liberals enthusiastically back fake MSNBC reporters' call for white privilege tax. Liberals in San Diego enthusiastically backed a fake MSNBC reporters' call for a white privilege tax in order to redistribute wealth to minority communities. Here's the video.
To demonstrate how most people will mindlessly believe what the mainstream media tells them, I'm here posing as a reporter for MSNBC, where I'm going to be making up some insane news to see if the people blindly believe it. President Obama's new white privilege tax for income redistribution to invest money into minority communities, think it's about time he do that?
Yeah, I think it's about time for him to do that because, you know, I mean, everybody needs a little help.
Needs a little handout.
Yeah, need a little handout. And the minorities, they're struggling. And
the white people have more money, you know, so the white privilege tax would just kind of even the playing field out a little bit, you think?
Yes, it does, yes. I really think so because the rich, they have
white
the money.
People.
Well, you know, the rich, they have the
white
money.
People.
the white people have the money to put
in the program,
to fund the program, to put it in different organizations, so
the minority, a good thing basically, is what you're saying,
and make sure the minority get the money to benefit themselves
from the white man.
Yes.
Okay, just checking. The idea is that since the white people make a disproportionately higher amount of money, the white privilege tax will just sort of help to offset that,
right,
and make everything a little bit more even. You think that's long overdue?
I guess so, but you know, at the end of the day, it's a capitalist society, so it's, you know, why penalize people for making more money per se? But
it's more of like a bonus,
right?
You know, if you're making that much money, you're sort of rewarded with the white privilege.
No, I get that for sure. Yeah, it's almost, you know,
just a good way to spread the wealth into the minority communities from the higher end white community.
Right.
About time we do something like that.
I'd say so. I mean, there's a lot, I'd say, millionaires with money in the bank that isn't touched when white people, yes, per se, but. You know, I wouldn't say
distribute that money into the minority community is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
For the new
yes, sir.
World.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right.
For sure.
Just getting people's comments
cool.
on the tax. Thank you. The white privilege tax program to help with the income redistribution into minority communities, the exciting new program, just getting people's comments on this amazing new program.
I don't know the details of that specific program, but obviously there needs to be redistribution of wealth.
Well, this
taxation.
Specifically is a little slightly higher taxation on the Caucasians since they make a lot more money.
Uh-huh.
Take that money and invest it in minority communities. Great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at a study that was done by the Fed of San Francisco, so we are the 17th country in the world. Based on if you have any ethnicity or any problems financially, to rise up to the top.
And the white people have the money so they can afford to pay a little bit higher taxes.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Here at MSNBC, we couldn't agree more. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Your time.
Have a great day.
Appreciate that. Should President Obama have issued the white privilege tax years ago?
White privilege tax video. Again, he's done that before with Hillary Clinton supporters, and they enthusiastically advocated it too. And again, it goes back to the point I was making before. Progressives don't believe in equality. They'll openly call for people to be discriminated against based on their skin color, as we saw in this video. And that's otherwise known as racism. But again, they've launched this pseudo-intellectual thinking. They've invented it out of fresh air, where they claim that it's impossible to be racist against white people, because to be racist has to combine prejudice with power. Of course, the vast majority of white people in America have no power whatsoever, but that's the only way liberals can win the argument. They literally have to change the meaning of words to suit their narrative. And again, we saw it in that video. Let's go to more of your calls here. Jim in Connecticut wants to talk about PC culture. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had an experience at Olive Garden recently. It was about, they got these iPads now on the tables where you can order stuff. But I looked at them and I noticed that there's cameras on both sides. So, because this is going on earlier into what Alex was saying before he got off air. About the
explain that again,
whatnot. Well, I had, a couple of nights ago, I went to Olive Garden with my fiance. And they had these iPods where you can order stuff, but I noticed that the iPads, I should say, had the cameras were still in them. And more than likely, they were probably active and whatnot. And that right there was not kosher in my book.
No, yeah, we've had that story before. We had it a couple of weeks ago in another restaurant. And they were confronted about it, the staff and the owners of the restaurant, and they were wishy-washy about it, saying, well, yeah, the cameras might be activated, but you can opt out. Of course, nobody knew that when they sat down at the table. So it's creepy beyond belief. Thanks for the call, Jim. Another story I wanted to cover before we get to more of these callers here. This is out of louderwithcrowder.com again. Talking about how political correctness is now literally putting people's lives at risk. Woman hired to FDNY despite failing all physical tests because SJW equality. Again, nothing to do with equality. This is actually putting people's lives at risk. And we've seen this before. They get women who take these physical courses to try and become a firefighter, and they fail time and time again. Now, hiring people who can't do the job because they're physically inept to save people from fires, that's a threat. That's going to cost lives in the long run. And the article says, I'm a reasonable person. The best person for the job matters more to me than skin color or gender. Again, we live in a meritocracy. Let's pick people for the job based on their skills and talent, not on their skin color. Let's not be racist. The article continues, but I understand why having a diverse workforce is a nice idea. We are all the world and all. Still, you should at least be able to do the job. Unlike a new FDNY hire that needed instructors to fudge results all in the name of diversity. So this is a woman who took this physical course to become a firefighter and, quote, never achieved a passing score of 17 minutes and 50 seconds on the functional skills test, a course of job-related tasks in full gear, such as stretching hoses and dragging dummies, according to an FDNY source familiar with the training. She did not come in under 24 minutes in practice tests. It continues, she also failed to run the required 1.5 miles in 12 minutes or less, even after the running course was slashed by an estimated quarter mile. So they even reduced the standards of the test, and she still failed. The source said, alleging that the start and finish lines were moved to shorten the run. So even after they shortened the run, she still failed. But she was one of 282 court-ordered priority hires. Those are the words they use, priority hires. A judge commanded must get preference because of, quote, past discrimination. Yes, this is a real thing. This means that when it comes to a life and death situation, when you need someone to drag your limp body from a burning building, when you need someone to dive back into said building to save your baby in record time, you may not get the best person for the job. Instead of a strapping, young, physically capable fireman, you may instead see a gender-fluid, pansexual bantamweight waltzing in to save you. So they're actually giving jobs to people to become firefighters, not based on their proficiency, not based on whether they've got the skills to pass the physical test to get the job, but based on their gender. And of course, that is going to lead to absolute disaster when there's a fire, when you need someone who's physically capable to save lives and they're unable to do so because the standards for passing this test have been lowered to such an extent that basically anyone can get the job. Again, another example of political correctness now actually set to put people's lives at risk. Let's go back to these calls. We've got Tim in Wyoming on PC Culture. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. You were talking about the political correctness. When you mentioned China earlier, you were saying something about 5 years ago. They were talking about the having people surrounded. That happened to me when I went to a meeting of UN supporters, amazingly enough. Well, I mean, not really surprising, but when I went to a meeting of UN supporters, actually, as an anti-UN representative, and I was surrounded literally by people who were yelling and screaming and telling me that the organization I belonged to was most likely communist, and they were saying that the UN was great and everything, and I just couldn't understand their way of thinking. They were impossibly disconnected from reality. It was funny, actually. I mean, I thought about it afterwards, and I thought I should have laughed in their faces, but I did. So, but
no, I mean, that tactic of surrounding people as part of a baying mob, intimidating them, you know, under the guise of just having a back and forth conversation, that's actually a Maoist tactic practiced by the Red Gods. It's in this Breitbart article. You can read about it. We posted it up on Infowars.com. It's called Only Conservatives Can Save the American Campus, But Should We? And obviously it's talking about what Alex covered yesterday, which was this individual, this professor at Yale University, who had the temerity to send out an email suggesting that people shouldn't get offended over, quote, offensive Halloween costumes. So he was surrounded by this baiting of leftists who, again, in most cases, are more extreme than their professors even were back in the 60s, basically screaming, demanding he resign for daring to say that people should not be so sensitive about Halloween costumes. And again, from this article, it says students of history will notice an alarming similarity in the video, which we played yesterday, to the struggle sessions of Maoist China, a form of public shaming in which perceived enemies of the party would be surrounded in a public place by Red Guards, Mao's most zealous supporters. The Red Guards would hurl abuse at their target until they confessed to their crimes. Uninformed critics might argue that the Red Guards were a weapon of the communist state and not a genuine grassroots movement, but they'd be wrong. The Red Guards started out as a student movement on Chinese campuses, so they used these exact same tactics to surround this professor, to intimidate him, to shout him down. By the end of the video, one student was screaming her head off and running away simply because he sent out an email saying these Halloween costumes were offensive, which we've seen that narrative being pushed by the Huffington Post, by MTV. I made a video about it. And so now, again, these regressive leftists are using that to try and take control of university campuses, which are supposed to be bastions of free speech, bastions of unrestricted debate. They're not supposed to be safe spaces where you have to get trigger warnings before anything that might offend somebody. So now, again, these liberal professors, which were quite, you know, radical back in the 60s, are so afraid of their students that they're actually asking to be transferred and quitting these universities. That's how bad it's got. We'll delve more into it after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is the end.
beautiful prayer. This is the end, my only friend.
This is the end of the show. Why not make fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show? David Knight's going to tell us what's coming up on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. David, what have you got for us tonight?
Well, Paul, we're going to be talking in an extended interview to Roger Stone. Of course, Alex talked to him earlier today on the radio show. He's a former advisor to Donald Trump, and of course, he's been a political consultant to pretty much all the presidents since, and including Richard Nixon. So he's got a very long history, a lot of experience. He breaks down where we are in this particular race, talks about the issues, and most importantly, about his book, Hillary Clinton's War on Women. And he's written a couple of other books. He's got another book that is coming out just before the New Hampshire primaries. We talked to him about that a little bit, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family. So that's going to be very interesting. We also will be covering the resume gate about Ben Carson. What's up with that? Of course, there's the pretended illusion of objectivity of the media that exposed that that's not anywhere near the case. But we're also going to talk about how the public has been taken captive by this left-right paradigm. And we're also going to talk, Paul, about this missile test off the coast of California near L.A. What does that tell us? What are the implications of that missile test? We're going to talk about that tonight on the Nightly News.
Okay, and you can see that by subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv. See it first in high quality. Obviously, later it goes up on the Alex Jones Show channel. That's the InfoWars Nightly News. Couple of stories I just want to hit here in the final few minutes. Of course, Alex touched on this earlier. Germantown migrants riot in church, steal from stores, defecate on gardens. This is yet another quiet Germantown, population 23,500. That was inundated by 4,500 asylum seekers. And now basically people are afraid to even go into the town because of the aggressive, intimidating behavior of these refugees who have not been integrated. They're stealing from stores. Again, there are more reports of rape, defecating on people's gardens, showing no respect for the local culture, which of course has been in place for hundreds and hundreds of years, a strong Catholic community. And we're seeing this all over Germany. This is a continuing problem, especially with the rape cases, which the police have again been caught covering up. They refuse to divulge details. Breitbart's reporting Germany to lower education standards for benefit of migrants. The German Interior Minister has announced his intention to drop educational standards in the country to help migrants get into school or find a training place. So now they're actually going to go, you know, common core with their education system, lower the standards simply to appease and to absorb these migrants with overflowing classroom sizes. Of course, that's going to negatively impact the country in a different way to all the other social problems that they're importing via this mass wave of migrants. Finally here, in the last minute, Gatestone Institute reports, Germany migration crisis becomes public health crisis. German hospitals are increasing security to protect doctors and nurses from violent attacks by migrants who are unhappy with the medical treatment they're receiving. We've seen in the other camps they're unhappy with the Wi-Fi, they're unhappy with the food. Now they're complaining about the medical treatment being given to them free at taxpayer expense, and they're actually attacking doctors and nurses. These hospitals are trying to hire extra security to deal with this. We've also got doctors warning about the fact that these migrants are importing all these exotic diseases into the country that had been eradicated, Ebola being one of them potentially, also several TB cases, hemorrhagic fever, diphtheria, Ebola, hepatitis, malaria, measles, all these different illnesses being imported back into the country. It's a massive crisis, and that's why Germany is currently in revolt. The top security ministers are warning about domestic unrest and basically trying to try Angela Merkel for treason because it's all her fault. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned for InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.